Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormis Fatakia. We are coming to the fag end of the earnings season and hence the results are being reported thick and fast, and plenty of them were reported after market hours yesterday as well. Let's go through some of them. I'll start off with Dixon Technologies, where the numbers were a miss on street expectations. EBITDA margins for the quarter fell by 110 basis points to 4%, and that is because the share of the low margin mobile and EMS division increased to 66% from 46% earlier, and that is what hurt the margins for the company. The profit was also a miss due to weak demand for TVs, washing machines and lighting components. The management in its earnings call said that the consolidation of the mobile and the EMS business will begin from the second quarter of FY25, and that they are in the final stages of adding one more large global brand as their client in the coming months. The stock, mind you, has almost tripled in the last 12 months. Jefferies, as a result, has maintained its underperform rating, citing expensive valuations, but CLSA expects the stock to touch 9,000 rupees a share. Berger Paints also reported results yesterday, and similar to how Asian Paints earlier spoke about downtrading during the quarter, which is a shift to lower value products, Berger Paints also highlighted that lower value products saw higher growth during the quarter. A one-off subsidy in the base quarter, expenses of a plant coming on stream and higher advertising spends also impacted the EBITDA performance for Berger Paints. The management, though, remains optimistic and they continue to expect double-digit volume growth for the first quarter and for FY25 for the decoratives business, and that the normal monsoons may also propel rural demand going forward. While raw material prices have remained benign in recent times, the management said that this remains an uncertainty and that is a concern because of the current geopolitical situations. It was a good quarter for Mankind Pharma, with revenue meeting estimates, growing 19% from last year, while margins expanded by 400 basis points to surpass expectations. The company also crossed the revenue milestone of 10,000 crore rupees. The board has also approved raising 7,500 crores via a QIP and various other methods. Remember, Mankind Pharma's IPO last year was a pure offer for sale, which means that the company did not receive any proceeds from the IPO. HPL Electric, in its post-earnings presentation, said that its order book as of the 9th of May stood at well over 2,000 crore rupees. Metering systems and services business contributed to 88% of that total order book. The company further said that metering tenders worth 10,000 crore rupees have either been floated or are expected to be floated in the near term. As far as results go, HPL Electric's profit went up by 22%, while margins expanded by 70 basis points. The stock has already gained 50% so far in 2024 and a whopping 330% in the last 12 months. Paradeep Phosphates' profits doubled from last year. Revenue also increased by nearly 40%. The company achieved volume growth of 13%, but the key point here is that they have managed to reduce their debt by 14% from last year. Stocks like IEX, Precol, NLC India, NCC, and many other broader market names like Titagarh also will be reacting to their results today. Mahindra & Mahindra is among the final few nifty companies that will report results today. Broader market names like Biocon, Vodafone Idea, Info Edge, Crompton Consumer, JK Paper, Hindustan Aeronautics, Solar Industries, Motherson Sumi Wiring, and a whole host of such names will also be reporting results today. Onto the markets then, and the setup remains pretty much the same, I guess, for the nifty, as it barely moved on Wednesday. But some positives to take, even as the index ended lower yesterday, is the fact that the Nifty is making higher highs and higher lows on the charts, meaning Wednesday's high and low were higher than Tuesday's, and so on. The other positive is that the broader markets continue to do well, even as the Nifty struggles at that 50 DMA level of 22,300. The mid-cap index gained for the fourth day in a row, while PSU banks added another percent to its tally on Wednesday. The VIX staying flat for the second day in a row may also give the bulls some bit of comfort, but they would want the Nifty to break out from that 22,150 to 22,300 range on the higher side today, which is the weekly options expiry as well for the Nifty contracts. The Nifty Bank, though, turned out to be an underperformer on its weekly expiry, shaving off nearly 200 points after a two-day recovery. The index, though, continues to trade near levels of 47,700, and it still needs another 550 points to recover its losses and turn positive for 2024 once again. It is another positive handover from Wall Street as all three benchmark indices hit a record high overnight after better than expected inflation data. Now, that data has boosted hopes of a Fed rate cut sooner than later. According to the CME FedWatch tool, the US Central Bank now has a 75.3% likelihood to cut interest rates in September, up from the 65.1% chance on Tuesday. Asian markets have also opened higher, carrying on from where Wall Street left off. The GIFT Nifty, as we speak, is indicating a gap up start for our own markets as well. That's all for today. We all hope you have a wonderful and profitable expiry session. For the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com.